This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And today on the podcast, I'm doing this on Instagram right now, link in my bio. The best podcast in the world, the Coach JV podcast. We're going to talk about how to change your vibration. Whoa, and attract the things you want. All right, so let's dive right into it, Warriors. So I've learned at a very simplistic level, if you can hold a frequency for a long enough period of time, you can attract the very thing you want into your life. So the things that you're experiencing within your current reality is because you held a frequency, a level of frequency for a long enough period of time to attract those things to you. So all the things negative happen in your life. Good job. You did that. Congratulations. Own that shit. Own it. Own that shit. Take responsibility for it. Because everything within your life, you attract it to you. But wait, JV. Wait. I got cheated on. I attracted that. Think about this for just a moment. Why do you keep ending up with the same kind of people that cheat on you? Is it the other person or are you attracting that type of person? This is for you to rationalize. This is for you to decide. I'm just going to tell you from an experiential standpoint, from being a drug addict, a crackhead, to living a life of freedom, financial freedom, spiritual freedom, freedom with my kids. How'd I go from a crackhead to think about that for just a moment? Let's really think about that. Frequency. So what I did is from crackhead, drug addict, suicide, is I changed my act. Here's the tactical. I changed my activities on a daily basis for a long enough period of time in order to maximize that frequency. I didn't know that's what I was doing, but now I know since I left Peru recently, I was maximizing that level of frequency for a long enough period of time and I stayed consistent. I did it over and over again and then I attracted a new level of frequency, the things that are in that next level of frequency. And then I held that for a while and then I would kind of ebb and flow and go up and down. And then I leveled up and I realized that each year, each week, each minute, each day, I continue to level up within my life. And I realized that there is no limit. I keep getting better and better and better in regards to managing my frequency. Not better than other people. Let me be very fucking clear with that because I have nobody to judge. I was sitting in a goddamn crack house. I have nobody to judge. Zero to judge. But what I do know is that my frequencies on a daily basis are being held for a long enough period of time. So let me explain to you exactly what I'm doing right now within my current paradigm that is allowing me to experience the vibrational frequency in every person I see within my life in these offices here right now in our headquarters. They are high frequency beings, and I am so honored to see the reflection of myself in them because they're badasses. Think about that for just a moment. People have vibrated into my life and vibrated out of my life. I don't have to worry about it. I don't chase people. I'm not chasing you. If you vibrate out of my life, that's your fucking fault. If you don't want to be in my level of frequency, that's your fucking fault. I ain't going to chase you. The old me would have chased you. The insecure me would have chased you. The lack of respect would have chased you. If you don't want to be in my life, and I allowed you into my life and you leave, that's your problem, not mine. If you want to come back into my life, you better vibrate the fuck up, straight up. And you need to act like that, Warriors, because you're attracting people into your life based on your level of respect and frequency. And that's your responsibility. Nobody's going to come and save you. Nobody's going to change your frequency for you. So let me share with you exact tactical activities. I mean, this is deep shit. If you can master this, if you can understand this words, you will change your whole life. Now, remember, frequency is food. It's what you're seeing. It's what you're hearing. You are just an energy ball. That's all you are. That's all you are. Nothing is solid. Okay. Here's the thing. So what I'm working on right now is I'm moving from third dimension. You're going to think I'm crazy, which is time, space, reality. We're bound by time and conditional love. And I'm moving to the fourth dimension, which is unconditional love. And I can tell you why I'm moving to the fourth dimension. Because when you get to the fourth dimension, study this stuff, warriors. Time doesn't exist. I'm in a goddamn time warp machine right now. Every day I wake up, it's Friday. I'm like, oh shit, it's Friday. Oh my God. I don't have enough time in the day. That shows me that I've completely bended time. I've bended reality. There is no concept of time anymore. I don't look at my watch every day and hopefully it's noon. No, I'm like, holy shit, I need more time. I bent reality. I don't wake up at 2:50 in the morning and go, oh, I got to go to work. I'm like, woo, let's go. And you can do the same fucking thing, man. You can do the same thing. I was in a crack house 16 years ago. You can do the same thing. I was really insecure 5 years ago. It was 3 years ago. Low self-worth. But I finally realized that I am the cause and effect. And yes, I believe in God. For all of you religious people that are, oh, he thinks he's the... I am the great I am. God said it to Moses. He said the two most powerful words in the English dictionary, great I am. I am. Go tell him the great I am sent you. And it gave Moses confidence. I am great. I am powerful. I am abundant. I am worthy. I am fucking worth it. Okay, let's get to the tactical activities now that I've yelled your ear off and I hopefully I woke you up. And I only care if I impact one person's life a day. That's all I care about. That's been my motto the whole time. So tactical, here's what I'm doing exactly. Here's my exact patterns throughout the day. So number one, men and women, I am not watching pornography. Done. Dunzo. No pornography. Nope. That is extremely low fucking vibration. Get pornography out of your life. If you need help, get help. Get help because it's so low vibration. Let's talk about that because you'd be shocked, women. Like, my husband doesn't look at pornography. Yes, he does. Most people do. And it's not a bad thing. If you masturbate, it's not a bad thing. You are not a sinner. If your church tells you you're a sinner, you're a bad... Anybody who condemns you, that is not okay. Because we are all sinners, to include me. I am a fucking sinner. I get, you know, one thing is like fucking... Blah, 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 fucking, I got loose lips. It's like, stop, stop, stop. Like, I have problems myself, worries. I'm not, trust me, I'm not some fucking perfect person walking this earth. So I want to be very clear on that. You are not a sinner. You're not a bad person if you watch pornography. I guarantee your pastor that's sitting up there preaching to you about how to be righteous, that, you know, and the thing is too, like, look at a lot of the pastors, look at a lot of people preaching to you. Maybe they're, so let's, I mean, it's going to be brutally, I'm going to be maybe rude right now, but if you have a pastor that's like grossly overweight, is that called gluttony? So how can they judge you for watching pornography? If you have a pastor up there that's think about it, they're watching pornography. They're doing things that you do that are sinner. You know what I'm saying? So please, they're human beings. They're not perfect people. That's why you see a lot of these priests getting in trouble for doing weird shit. So just please don't let people judge you that are other human beings. They can't judge you. Only God can judge you. Only God can judge you. Let's play some Tupac. Okay, so tactical. Here's what I'm doing. And I this is where my confidence comes from because this is what I do on a daily basis. 2:50, I wake up. And I'm not telling you to wake up early. Somebody's bashing me on my social media. Stop being a dickhead and commenting. Listen to the message, asshole. Sorry, but I'm just pissed me off because it's like people comment. They don't even listen to the message. I never tell you that you need to wake up at 2:50 in the morning. I've never said that. I've never said you need to work 16 hours a day. I don't work 16 hours a day anymore, warriors. So if I was still working 16 to 18 hours a day, then I am not a good CEO. I work from 3:30 in the morning to 2:00. I leave to pick up my son. I spend quality time with my son and my daughter. If my daughter's home from work, 2 to 7:00. That's a very balanced life. I'm off at 2 every day. And then I choose to do research at night. I could probably get it done during my workday. I choose to do that. If I got more effective, I wouldn't even have to work after 2:00. So this isn't about getting up at 2:50. This is about getting up when you feel comfortable and getting enough sleep. But it's about the pattern and frequency that you hold, okay? So I get up at 2:50 in the morning. The first thing I do is Christ conscious meditation. So I spend 5 minutes holding myself as Christ conscious meditation, which is love. And I usually feel like a little burning sensation around where your pineal gland is, right above your eyebrows and between your eyes. Okay. So I hold that frequency for 5 minutes, which is love frequency and Christ consciousness. right when I get up, I put on The Way of the Mastery. Now, I've been listening to sleep programming while I'm sleeping, but I'll kind of go on that in the back end of the day. Okay. So these are frequency things. So immediately I'm going right into gratitude and love and Christ consciousness. So my body is waking up with gratitude. Number one thing I've stopped is I stopped doing caffeine for an hour. Okay. I don't do a caffeine for an hour, allowing my body to naturally wake up. I go right into The Way of the Mastery. You can pull it up on YouTube, Way of the Mastery. It's interesting way. It's like Jesus speaking as Jesus, which I just keep listening to it over and over and over again, which helps me be a better leader because it's allowing me to self-reflect and know that I'm the problem. Okay, that I am not a perfect human being and I am the problem. As I get into my car, I get my schedule at 4 o'clock in the morning for my admin, my executive admin. I'm all ready to go. My day is scheduled out. On the way, sometimes I'll listen to low vibration music, like some rap music and stuff like that. But usually I listen like Trevor Hall, positive music, uplifting music. I get here. I go right into my YouTube channel. I go into TikTok, Instagram, podcast, blah, blah, blah. I go through all that piece. My point is throughout my workday is a workday, right? But then I have the balance with my son. I spend time with my son. I play with my son. Now, I just say my son, my daughter is working. She's like a little adult. So I don't get as much quality time with her, but we do spend quality time together. We go on vacations quite a bit. But so I'm usually with my son from 2 to 7. I spend quality time with him. He actually checks me on that shit. He says, put your phone down, Dad. We play. We do a lot of drawing. We do a lot of coloring. Sometimes he does watch TV and we'll sit and watch TV together. Okay. Around 7 o'clock, I do some research around 7 to 8, and then I go right into my CIA Gateway Project meditation where I'm hemi-syncing, bringing my left hemisphere and the right hemisphere of my brain together. Then I go to sleep, and from beta to theta, where my brain is going into full subconscious awareness, I listen to Growing Forever YouTube channel, which is subconscious mind programming, while I sleep. So as you can see, the activity, and then I forgot about HIIT training. I fast every single day, 16 hours. So the HIIT, fasting, we do meditation after the workout. I do my meditation in the evening. So you see that my body and my mind is designed around frequency. So I didn't know that when I created the 128 challenge, that was my life that I was living. So if you're not in the 128 challenge, join our freaking academy, stop messing around. But I realize now I can teach it. The reason why I got to where I'm at, because I held a frequency, I held activities for a long enough period of time until it became a frequency. And then the frequency attracted the next level. So what happens is as you're just like you're moving to another radio station, there's going to be static for a period of time until you get to the next radio station, right? Till you get it clear. It takes time. There's going to be resistance. There's going to be roadblocks, right? And what we do is once we hear the static, we go back to the old station because we can't stand the static because it's us like the caterpillar coming out of the cocoon into the butterfly. You have to manage through the static. So you have to do the same activities at a consistent basis for a long enough period of time to hold that frequency to attract the next level. Now, the cool thing about it is where I'm at this frequency level right now, financial freedom, amazing team. We got a headquarters. We have 27 team members now. I could make one bad fucking decision and then that becomes a catalyst to lower my frequency to manage me right up. People have come and gone over and over again, come and gone. It's not a bad or good thing. It's just a frequency thing. That's it. They decide to go to another frequency or another thing. It's not bad. It's just they're going to a different frequency. That's it. So I want to go back to the pornography piece. Pornography has been a big piece for me, man, because it's like, and I never had a problem with pornography ever. I want to be very clear about this. It wasn't like, I mean, maybe every once in a while. It wasn't something that I watched pornography every day or anything like that, but I've stopped masturbation and pornography. Now that's semen retention for me. And so pornography is interesting. I feel like it does brain damage in many different ways. I don't know if there's clinical studies on this, but you got to think about this. Number one, if you're in a relationship, it's really messing up your idea of what sex is. Sex is intimacy. You're into me. Think about that. Intimacy. It's into me. You're going inside the other person. I know this is important to talk about. So if you're looking at pornography and you have a partner, spouse, partner, loved one, you're into me. Intimacy is being misconstrued. And if you're not getting that type of idea of sex within your current intimacy, into me relationship, you may think out of alignment and think, oh, I want that type of pet. That's a fucking movie. They're filming a movie. Number one, they're filming a movie. It's fake reality. And you're masturbating to a fake reality. You're also giving life force to that fake reality. It's a very low frequency. And let's really dive into it. That's someone's daughter and that's someone's son. Would you want your daughter or son to be in that circumstance? That's how I got over it. I know that sounds kind of more. I have an 18-year-old daughter now. Imagine if that was your daughter. So men, look at that person as your brother or sister, or your daughter. Think about that. I mean, that's deep shit, isn't it? I don't know if women have many. I'm a man, so I don't know if women have a problem with pornography and stuff, but it's just a low vibration thing. It's just, if we're trying to reach the highest level of frequency in self-development, then we probably shouldn't be doing low frequency stuff like that. So I hope this message reaches you well. And please, this is not condemnment. I'm not condemning you for this. I'm not judging you for this. I'm just speaking the problems that I mastered and what it's done for my life. That's it. If you came to me like, JB, I watch pornography. I don't care if you watch pornography. I don't care if you're a sinner. It has nothing to do with me. I have no right to judge you. Zero right to you. This is not judgment. You know, a lot of churches and organizations will judge you and you're a sinner and you have to go pray and you have to do this and pray. You have to look in the mirror and go, why am I doing this? That's what you need to do. You don't need to lower your vibration even more and feel like dog shit. Like, for example, when people do intervention on drug addicts, you know you're a drug addict. When I was a drug addict, I knew I was a drug addict. I don't need you to tell me I'm a fucking drug addict. I knew. And then a bunch of people come around you, you're a drug addict. Oh, okay, now everybody's confirming I'm a drug addict. You're lowering the person's vibration even deeper. You think that's going to make them want to do more drugs or less drugs? So someone's like, you watch porn. Oh, you're a sinner. Or your pastor's like, you're a sinner. Oh, pastor, let me follow you around for 24 hours a day. Let me follow you 30 days a week and 367 days a year. Is that how many days are in a year? And I follow you around. I guarantee I will poke out your sins. I guarantee. So before you put the straw in someone else's eye, pull the straw out of your eye. I love you guys. Appreciate you. Warriors.